Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Pray that you touch right now. Somebody is suffering
and they're in pain right now, but we know you're able to move the pain. Pray that you look upon them wherever they are. Heal their bodies. Move the pain. Help them to look to you and trust in you. Look upon all those who are listed on the prayer list and everyone who has a prayer request. We pray that you will grant it according to thy will. In the name of Jesus, we are thanking you today for your mercy, the mercy that you have bestowed upon us, O Lord, which we have not deserved. But we thank you for what you've done for us, giving us another day, giving us another chance to pray, and another chance to come before your presence, another chance to fast and deny ourselves. Oh, my God, we are looking to you today, and we are taking you at your word. I know that you are able to grant our petitions according to your will. You know what we have need of, and you know our prayer before we even call. Oh, my God, we're dependent on you as never before, looking to you, oh, Lord. We pray that you look on your people throughout the world, all those who are going through testing trials, those who are suffering. Have mercy on the people, oh, Lord. Help them to stand in the midst of their testing trials. Help them to go through. Oh, my God, encourage their souls. Encourage their hearts that they may be able to stand and hold fast to sound words. Take them through, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look upon us, that you will lead and guide us, direct our path, and show us the way that you would have us to go. We acknowledge you in all our ways, that you may direct our path. Our faith is looking up to you, Jesus, and we know that you're able to take us through. We are yet dependent on you as never before. We thank you for this broadcast, and we thank you for the word of God. We thank you because the word is being projected, and we thank you, oh Lord. Thank you for your mercy, and we pray for your continued mercies, that you will look upon us, O Lord, and help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look upon all those who are incarcerated and all those souls who are in the nursing homes, those who are sick and frail and weak and suffering in their bodies. I pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Have mercy on them. Save, oh Lord, heal, deliver their souls, be merciful unto them, and help, Lord, in the name of Jesus, look on those caregivers, those who are giving. We pray that you help them to be compassionate and be merciful, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, oh Lord, send deliverance to the souls, and those who are incarcerated, I pray that you bless and make a way for them. Oh, my God, bring them home safely. Be a fence brazen wall around them. Those that are seeking your face, those that are designed to make a change in their life, we want you to touch them, oh, Lord, and help them, oh, Lord. Help them to get to know you in the pardon of their sins. Have mercy tonight in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you look upon your people, your churches, oh, my God, your ministers, your evangelists, your pastors, your elders. Have mercy on them, oh, Lord. Help them to stand. Encourage their hearts. Strengthen them and help them to go forward in you. Help them to seek to do your will and to please you in every way. And we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for all that you have done for us. And we thank you for what you're going to do. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. Ever lead us on to victory. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening prayer being prayed by Evangelist Maybell. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the watch here pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. And right now, we're going to read our opening scripture taken from Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, and the first verse. That's Isaiah 42:1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he hath set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth bread unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I the Lord have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof." Thank God for the number of words of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, the first throughout the 10th verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1 School. And if anyone would like to listen to the previous broadcast, you can log on to the broadcast website and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with PrayerWorks Ministry, the email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And to send a postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're a clergy and you're feeling a little bold, you want to testify, or if you have a song that you like to sing or an encouraging word you'd like to share, you can give us a call at 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street. That's in Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays. And also, on every second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Calbreath hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. And the phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoax teams up with Evangelist Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339 209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep LaVon Wilkins Jr. in prayer. We want to continue to pray for Missionary Lisa Johnson, for John Henry, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, Elderberry Johnson, Deacon and Missionary Gateway's grandchild, the Edmond family, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Dee Dee Johansson, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Ola May and Wayne, Sif Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the bereaved Spriggs family, the bereaved Allen family, Stephen and Terrell Allen, the bereaved Carr family, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, all the bereaved families, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmonds Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Manfay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all of the souls who are currently requesting prayer. And even if I didn't call your name and you're on the prayer list, we don't take your name off, but we are praying for all the souls who've requested prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I'll just sing a portion of this song. If anybody asks you where I'm going soon, if you want to know where I'm going to, I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder, going up yonder to be with my Lord. I can take the pain, the heartaches they bring, comfort and knowing I'll soon be gone. As God gives me grace, I'll run this race until I see my Savior face to face. I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder, going up yonder to be with my Lord. Going up yonder, I'm going up yonder, going up yonder to be with my Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise the Lord. This time we're going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the selection. Summit Food Bank is Khadija. Going up yonder, that's what the purpose of our living for the Lord is, because we want to go where Jesus is. And Jesus told Thomas, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that's how we're going to get to be able to go where Jesus is. We have to go God's way. So I encourage you to let go of everything that is contrary to the will of God, and go God's way, and everything will be all right. We thank the Lord for the scripture reading, for the prayer, for everything that has been said and done thus far. And now at this time, I'm going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Dr. Sheila Hameen from Holy Temple, praise the Lord, out of Baltimore, Maryland. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you for the introduction. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord, and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father, Heaven, Lord, we give thanks And we bless your holy name, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity. And we ask, God, that you will speak to us through your word. Oh, Lord, minister unto us and encourage us in the name of Jesus. Lord, let a blessing come upon us and overtake us. Not our will, Lord, but let your holy will be done. We believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We count it done, and we thank you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this great opportunity. I thank the Lord for the opening prayer and his touch for the opening scripture, even that song of praise. Amen. Because one day I'm looking forward to going up yonder to be with the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. And at this time, we're going to get ready to go to the Word of God. And if you want to read along, get your Bibles ready. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, going over to the book of 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, beginning with verse 16. I believe I'll read on down to verse 28, if the Lord's will. And I might make mention of some other scriptures as the Lord leads. So starting with 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verse 16 reads, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen." Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And tonight, title of my message is Don't Stop Praying. And the theme is Prayer Works. Praise the Lord. In this epistle here to the church at Thessalonica, the saints of God, the people of God, they were being tried. They were going through many things. But the apostle wrote to them to encourage them. And encouraging them, first of all, saying rejoice evermore. In other words, don't stop rejoicing, but rejoice evermore. Hallelujah. If you haven't been taking your rejoicing up to a higher level, it's time now to increase your level of rejoicing. Amen. And the more you rejoice, the more God will prove himself. Praise the Lord. And the 17th verse says, pray without ceasing. When we cease, that means we stop, we end, we bring it to a close, we conclude it. But when it comes to prayer, we should pray without ceasing. It's important that we continue in prayer. Why? Because if we pray, God will hear our prayer and he will dispatch his angels to come down and minister to us. Hallelujah. God will send his holy angels to uphold us and to help us while we're down here. Now, I think about Daniel when he went before the Lord to inquire of the Lord. And as soon as he approached to even start praying, God had already dispatched the angels. And then it took about 21 days. They were held up by evil forces. We are sometimes forgetful of the spiritual warfare that is going on. And the angels that are fighting to get to us, to deliver the message from God, or to bring about our deliverance, our healing, they are contending with the adversary, with Satan. They are contending with them to get to us because they are ordered by God to come, hallelujah, and to be there for us, glory to God, to be around us, to be encamped about us for protection, for encouragement, for help, glory to God. And Daniel prayed, and he began to repent, not just for himself, but on behalf of all the children of Israel. He didn't leave himself out, but he included himself, acknowledging that they had done wrong. Hallelujah. And as soon as he humbled himself and acknowledged his wrong, God was already working on his behalf. So in that example, we see that prayer works, glory to God. Sometimes it may seem like we've been praying for a long time, and it just seems like nothing is going to happen. Glory to God. But don't stop praying. Keep on praying, and while you're praying, just believe God and take God at his word. And at the same time, in everything, give thanks. Be thankful. Hallelujah. Even though that door is still shut, just give thanks to the Lord and rejoice evermore while you're yet praying, glory to God. And God will work things out. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, that we give times of tragedy, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise. Quench not the spirit. Don't hold back when the Lord is moving on you. When God is tugging on your heart, don't quench the spirit of God. Quench, when you quench something, you stifle it. You smother it out, or try to hold it back or hold it down. Praise the Lord, but quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. When people despise something, they hate it or they look down upon it. Some people in particular, and I'm not going against anyone, I'm just speaking concerning the word of God. There are those who hate prophesying. They despise prophesying. Why? Because they don't want to be shown up. They don't want to be brought to the light, or their deeds, rather, to be brought to the light. Glory be to God. But it's a blessing to embrace prophesying. Amen. Praise the Lord. And also in this passage, the apostle began to mention in verse 23, saying that he prayed God and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So indicating in this portion that it's important to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. This is the apostle's prayer, that God will preserve his people
blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a man of God who loved the people of God. He loved the church, glory to God, and did everything that he could do to encourage them, to support them, to stand by them. Amen. Encouraging them to abstain from all appearance of evil. When we are confronted with people who want to make an excuse, they'll say, well, where is it in the Bible that this is wrong or this is evil or that this is a sin? It doesn't always have to be that it's evil or wrong or even a sin. If it appears evil, if it looks wrong, if it doesn't seem right, abstain from it. Get away from it. Draw from it. Refrain from it, because as surely as you continue to hang around these types of things, evil appearing things, or even evil things, corruptness, if you're around it long enough, you will be affected by it. Because the Bible lets us know that evil communication corrupts good manner. Glory to God. You might say, well, I'm strong and I won't let that affect me, but abstain from the appearance, all appearance of evil. Get away from it. And the God, the very God of I You Holy, when God sanctifies you, he cleans you up, he purifies you, and not just on the inside, but also on the outside. That word holy means completely, whole, amen, as in W-H-O-L-L-Y. God will sanctify you wholly, and the prayer is that God will even do sanctify and clean up and purify our spirit, our soul, and our body, and preserve us blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because sometimes down here, we may get a little weary in the flesh, but God will strengthen us if we continue in prayer, if we pray without ceasing. So I'm here to tell you tonight, or to encourage you, prayer really works. And I believe the King Isaiah, he needed an express prayer. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes we get in situations and we need an express deliverance. We need an express answer. And God is the one who will deliver on time. And King Hezekiah, he was sick unto death. The man was about to die. And God spoke to the prophet Isaiah to go and tell him to set his house in order. Praise the Lord, because he would surely die and not live. King Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, and he began to pray. He needed an answer immediately, because time was of the essence. Hallelujah. And when he started praying unto God, he had some experience knowing that if he would pray to the Lord, prayer works. So he knew that prayer works. Glory to God. And as he cried to the Lord with his face turned to the wall, talking to the Lord, God dispatched the angel delivering the message to the prophet Isaiah, letting him know to turn around and go back to the man and deliver the message that he had extended his life and added 15 years onto his life. Glory be to God. Don't stop praying. Sometimes God may not answer right away. But don't give up. Don't lose hope. Don't despair. Just know this. Prayer works. Glory to God. And you have to believe it in your heart. You have to know that God hears and he answers. When he's ready, he will surely give you an answer. He will move and he'll work things out. Because God is faithful. Hallelujah. He's the one who called us. And truly, he is faithful and a God of his word.
Amen.
If he promised it, he will surely keep his promise. It may seem like he's not going to come through. Oh, glory to God. And the enemy might talk to you and try to discourage you and make you feel like it's no use. But the devil is a liar. God will always keep his promises. God will surely show up and he will rescue you. He will work things out. He'll make the way for you because he is faithful. He's the one who called us. Glory to God, and he will do it. Amen. Only God can do it, and he will do it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I'm reminded of Peter. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. When Peter was taken and put in prison, this was after Herod the king had stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. And he had killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And he saw that it pleased the Jews. And at this time when he took Peter, it was the days of unleavened bread. But his intention was to bring Peter out after Easter before the people and make fun of him and to slay him in front of the Jews. Oh, glory to God, but somebody was praying for Peter. Acts the 12th.
All right, yeah.
The verse said, Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Somebody went down on bended knees and began to pray all night long. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Prayer was going on without ceasing. The church was praying for Peter. And God sent his angel. Oh, hallelujah. As soon as they started praying, God dispatched his angel. And the angel of the Lord came down, went into the prison. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Peter was sleeping. But, you know, they had him all surrounded. They had four different, I'm trying to think of this word, amen, a whole lot of watchmen around Peter to keep him from escaping. And the Bible refers to it in the fourth verse, Acts 12 and 4. It says, they delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him. In other words, they had no intention for him to escape out of that situation. But God, hallelujah, prayer without ceasing was going up before God. The church was praying and praying and praying. And they never ceased. As long as Peter was in that prison, they kept on praying. Why? Because they knew that if they prayed, prayer worked. Glory be to God. And God did deliver Peter out of that imprisonment. God delivered him. It didn't matter if they had 12 legions of soldiers around him. God brought him.
All right.
Hallelujah. The jail cell couldn't hold him in there. God delivered him. So there's nothing impossible for God. This is encouragement to us, to let us know that God will answer and that prayer truly works. And I believe one more thought I'd like to bring out is in St. Luke, the 6th chapter, where Jesus gave us an example. Praise the Lord. In verse 12, this is after he went into one of the synagogues, and there was a man there with a withered up hand, and it was a Sabbath day. And he healed the man on that Sabbath day, and the scribes and Pharisees were all indignant, and they were just trying to find fault, but the Lord did it, and he let them know that he truly is the Lord of the Sabbath. And in the 12th verse, St. Luke 6 and 12, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. So it's an example to us that when we need guidance, when we need strength, when we are in the valley of decision and we don't know what to do, when trouble is all around us, we can go to the Lord God in prayer. Jesus went to the mountain to pray, and he stayed there all night long in prayer. Oh, thank you, Lord. And God began to move in such a mighty way. And Jesus chose his 12 apostles following that all-night prayer. We don't know what God will do if we pray without ceasing. But here is the thing to be assured of. Prayer works. Glory be to God. Prayer works. Amen. Amen. So don't be afraid. Don't fear. Just rejoice evermore. Amen. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. All those ingredients amount things. Healing, encouragement, gifts from the Lord, blessings upon blessings. That's what it amounts to. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us heed the word of God, and let us pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. Don't give up, because prayer works. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for you and for your patience. And now this to the Lord in prayer. And I don't mind praying. Glory to God, because I believe prayer is part of my ministry. And I love to pray. Praise the Lord. So let us put our minds on the Lord. And anything that you need God to do, all you have to do is believe God. And it was already mentioned in the prayer that was prayed at the beginning of this broadcast, that God knows what we need before we even ask him. Before we even open our mouth to say a word, God already knows we need, hallelujah, and he's already in action on his way before we can even say anything. Glory be to God. So tonight, if there's anyone who desires to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, we extend the invitation to you this night to turn from all of your wrongdoings, to repent and be so sorry that you never want to do anything wrong. Glory to God, and ask God to forgive you and to take away your sins, and then invite him to come into your heart, to live in you, to save you, and to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. If you are suffering with an affliction, if you have a sickness in your body, God has the power to heal you, because with Jesus' stripes, we are healed. And that goes not just for the body, but also for your whole being, inside and out, spiritual and natural. Glory to God. If you have the faith to believe tonight, God will do it for you. Let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, oh Lord God, we come to you right now, Lord, and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask for mercy and for forgiveness.
Mercy, Lord.
Oh Lord, blot out our transgressions, wash us and purge us, Lord. Purify our hearts, oh God, while we're praying this prayer. Oh Lord, look on that sinner tonight who has repented of their sins and asked for forgiveness. Be merciful and compassionate, Lord, and take away their sins. Lord, my God, clean them up and fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus. Use them for your glory in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray tonight that you will look on every listener who is listening to this broadcast and let a special blessing come upon each of them in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch, heal, Lord, forgive, make whole, my God. Deliver tonight in the name of Jesus. Let the glory of God be revealed. Let your power come down, Lord. Rebuke the enemy on every side. Destroy the works of darkness. Oh, my God, loose the shackles and break every chain, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we believe you, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. Put a prayer in our heart, oh, God, that we may pray without ceasing. Put the word in our mouth and teach us how to pray and what to pray for. Oh, blessed Savior, move in miraculous ways. Oh, Lord, remember the bereaved families tonight. Lord, touch them and encourage them, oh, God. Take them through this difficult and trying time. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover us, Lord. Preserve us, oh, God, for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep us blameless, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, look on the backslider. Help them, Lord, to make it back before it's too late. Stay the hand of death, oh my God, and give somebody another chance, Lord Jesus. Give somebody enough time to turn around and come to you, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, be merciful. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name, oh, God. We ask you, Lord, to please remember those who are incarcerated. Look on them, oh, Lord, in a special way. Save, my God, and make whole tonight. Heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, those names called out on the prayer list, look upon them one by one and name by name and grant them their prayer request. Oh, Lord, we believe you, and we're taking you at your word, and we count it done right now, Lord, and we give you thanks. We thank you, Lord,
thank you,
for this prayer. Thank you for your touch,
yes,
Lord. Thank you for your healing
for your
power.
Touch.
Thank you for deliverance, Lord. Thank you for the saving
you,
of souls. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus,
thank you, Jesus.
For lifting
thank
our
you,
burden.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for sending deliverance,
thank you,
Lord Jesus. Thank you for encouraging
thank
our
you,
hearts.
Jesus. Thank,
Lord.
You,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For all
thank
your
you, Lord, goodness. Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Toward us, we praise you, Lord. We magnify
bless your name, Jesus.
Oh, lift you up. Oh, God, we ask, Lord, that you'll accept our humble prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This time, this podcast is back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Don't stop praying. Yes, the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. He will hear your cry. What the Lord has promised, every word is true. Don't stop praying. He will answer you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, and she was saying, don't stop praying. Prayer works. And if you've ever prayed, I mean, sure enough, prayed and believed, you can declare that prayer works. Paul, he began to encourage the church to pray without ceasing. And sometimes I notice we might pray for something and then we get it, so we stop praying. But if you do something without ceasing, you don't stop. And I was thinking of the field that I work in the mental health field, and there are therapists, psychiatrists, psychologists that they work with clients or patients to help them alleviate their symptoms. Some use medication or talk therapy or in something called cognitive behaviorism. And as long as the client is compliant, as long as they keep coming, they're okay. But once they cease that treatment, there's this gradual decline in their mental health. And it's the same thing with prayer. When we cease praying, when we're praying, we're okay. We're getting what we need from the Lord. We're getting that sustenance from him. And we have that direct communication with him. But when we cease praying, there's this gradual decline in our faith, in our strength, in our spiritual life. But if we pray without ceasing, we can abstain from the all of the appearance of evil. We can be preserved blameless. We can hold fast that which is good because we have the strength to do it. But we have to keep on praying. We cannot cease. We cannot stop praying. I enjoyed the word of God coming through events. I also enjoy the prayer. At this time, I want to open up the line. If there are clergy on the line, you can come on over, dial in. If you want to have remarks after this beautiful word of God that came through Evangelist Hameen, I tell you, I want to say I'm stirred up. I feel good. I thank God for the word. Thank God for the fast. Thank God for prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is the time. This is the time now to pray. It's time to pray. It's time to fast. And I tell you, like I said, I thank God for it. I thank God for it. You know, when you're doing it, once you start doing it again, you realize, oh, yeah, this is what I've been missing. This is it right here. But if you don't stop praying, you won't miss it. I'll tell you. But I want to go ahead and open the floor to Evangelist Maybelle have remarks. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if any clergy are going to come over, come on over now. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. Thank God for the thought, the topic that she left with us. Don't stop praying. Prayer worked. And I can be a witness to that prayer worked. If you continue to pray and don't stop, the Bible lets us know that men ought always pray and not to faint. And we have to watch and pray. And that's what I've been trying to do. Do more watching and praying, because we are living in terrible times. And if you don't be careful, if you don't watch, like the Bible said, you're going to miss out. And I don't want to miss out. We have to pray to stay. If you don't pray, you stay. You're going to be out of here. But I just thank God for the mind to pray. And I thank God for the prayer that we were asked to pray and fast. But the Lord had already laid it on my heart. I had already started praying before I even heard about it. So I thank God for the mind. And I thank him for leading me and guiding me. And that's what he will do for you. I just thank the Lord for that beautiful message that came through Evangelist Hameen. And I want her to be encouraged and continue to preach the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Any other clergy on? Amen. I tell you, yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to fast and to pray. And like Vance Maybell said, you pray, you stay. You fast, you'll last. And, it's something that it came to me also to start, and I didn't do it. And then the text came, so I said, yes, Lord. So, we have to do what the Lord, when it comes to us, to go ahead and do it.
Amen.
But I thank God for the text that came to tell me, yeah, this was of the Lord. Any other clergy on? If not, we're going to go ahead and give the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Humming. God bless you, Evangelist Humming.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for those encouraging, beautiful remarks and exhortations. And I thank God because prayer really does work. And I thank God also for this week. And I tell you, that helped me a great deal. And I thank the Lord for that.
Me too.
Amen. I feel blessed.
Amen.
I feel so good.
Me too.
Amen. After, being in unison with the people of God, denying ourselves and going to, it's such a great blessing in this. And I thank the Lord for this broadcast, for all of you. And I just want to share this one other thing that with you about how prayer works. And it just something that happened some years ago. This is when I lived in New Jersey. And I was on my way home from work one day and driving, saw this man who was having trouble. He was broken down on the side. And the Lord led me to pull over because it was cold outside. And his car was broken down. So I pulled over so he could sit in my car to be warm. And the Lord was leading me to do this. And I believe he was, could have been from Africa, but either way, he had an accent. And that was the prayingest man I had ever seen or met in my life that I could recall. From the time I met him, he was telling me, he told me about his wife. He was trying to get home. The car broke down. And he had called for, I think, AAA. He was waiting for them to come and tow his car. But in the meantime, the police came because of where the car was. And the police had told him that if the tow truck didn't show up at a certain time, that he was going to call and have the car towed. And the man didn't want his car to be towed because if they impound it, then he's got to pay money to get it out and so forth. But that man was...
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he was praying. He just kept saying, oh, Father, oh, Heavenly Father. I mean, he just kept on saying, Lord, please, don't let the tow truck come before the police. And he just naming what he needed God to do. And he just continued to pray. I mean, the whole time he was in my car, that man prayed. He prayed without ceasing. And the whole time. He was talking to the police officers, oh, Heavenly Father.
All right.
he was answering questions and whatnot, but he just kept on praying to God. And so time was almost up. And then here comes the tow truck to tow his car. He said, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. He just started praising God.
Yeah.
Because God answered his prayer. But I'm just telling you, this man prayed. And the Lord led me to help the man, because again, it was
outside,
and the Lord, I had my car, it was warm, and he could sit in the car and be warm until his car got towed. So I just want you to know prayer works.
Right.
I saw it in action.
Amen.
I witnessed it. Praise the Lord. So that encouraged increased my faith. But he didn't care who heard him praying. He was talking to God.
All right.
So I just thank God. I just wanted to share that with you and encourage you to pray without ceasing. Anything else? Anyone else? If not, This concludes the broadcast for this evening, and we ask that you continue to keep us in your prayers, and we want you to know that we thank you for praying for us and for supporting us, and we look forward to you tuning in to our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. Until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.